Joining me now is Warren County Lady Pioneers head coach Jerry Martin. Coach, take me through these past couple of weeks for your team. How do you feel like this team's playing as a whole? It seems like, especially on the pitching side, this team's really hitting its stride as we come towards the postseason. What have been your thoughts on these last couple of weeks for your squad? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the last couple of weeks we've played really well. You know, that's our goal every year is try to peak toward district tournament time, end of April, early May. That's been our mindset this year. So we've played pretty good the last couple of weeks. I'm excited for our team and excited for our girls.
Again, on the pitching side, it seems like it's just been shutdown pitching, like it's been for most of the year for you. You said it the last time we spoke that had just been how your players had played most of the year. And a lot of people talk about Madison, and rightfully so. She's been spectacular, especially in the game at Cookeville. Do you feel like she's playing some of her best ball right now, both as a hitter and as a pitcher?
I think so. I mean, I think if you ask her about hitting, she's probably thinks she's struggling a little bit because she swings it really well, and she's in a little slump right now, but she still hits a home run every third game or so. But pitching-wise, man, she's been really good, and a lot of it's been my fault. You know, she's had so many pitches, and I'm trying to incorporate those during the game. And, you know, the one thing about her is she competes like no other. It's one of her best assets. So she competes, and she has good stuff. And still lots of strikes. And, you know, we're riding Madison right now, and that's what we've done all year.
You mentioned the fact that she just competes. How important is that whenever a player does go through what they feel like is a rut, when they start to go through a little dry spell in terms of performance, how important is it to have that competitive mentality to where at some point this player is going to figure out, they're going to get back on track, and they're going to be almost even better than they were before?
Right. Yeah, I think she hit a little slump there, maybe a little tired, a little fatigue, and she's caught her second wind. But like I said, she competes. She's our leader. She's our vocal leader. We have a lot of good girls, and a lot of girls we have are very quiet. Madison is a cheerleader. You know, she gets them going. And when she's in a circle, you know, I think our girls know we got a chance to win each and every game. You know, the one thing you can't teach is competitiveness. And she competes. And that's one thing I love about her. And that makes her a little bit better, you know, because she don't get down when she gives up a run or has a couple of walks or somebody makes an error behind her. She just competes and try to finish the inning and try to get that W at the end of the game.
You know, Coach, a lot of teams that I've seen, they have that ace of their staff, so to say, that, you know, teams look at it and say, okay, beyond that, if we can, you know, any other game, we have a chance against this team because we're not having to go against that ace. But I feel like Sadie Simmons has really flown under the radar and has really stepped out, especially these last couple of weeks, and has been almost as good as Madison, and she's given you a chance to win every time out. What have you liked most about what she's given you so far this season?
Well, Sadie's always been underdog, you know. She's always done me a great job. She throws a lot of strikes, has a lot of movement. She has tons of spins. And she's been, you know, she's been spot on too. You know, it's kind of like a 1A and 1B. We feel that if we throw either one of them out there, we got a chance to win. You know, Sadie has been great for us her whole career. You know, she's a senior. She would have pitched in a lot of big games for us last year if we got to play. So she's excited to be out there, and, you know, her offense has been great this year. She's been a pleasant surprise offensively for us, and I think that's, you know, that's spilled over to her pitching, and we're excited about Sadie also.
One thing I love about watching softball in this district specifically is how competitive it is. And it's competitive no matter what teams are involved seemingly every night. Obviously, as we get closer and closer to district tournament time, the games start meaning a little bit more. What are some things you're looking at as a coach to say, like, okay, if we can get this going, if we can do this a little bit better, we can really make a deep run here in the postseason?
I think if we get some girls at the bottom of the lineup to get some more consistent at-bats, catch the ball defensively, you know, we've got a pretty good team. You know, along with Madison and Sadie pitching, if we just catch the ball and those 7, 8, 9 hitters get a couple of hits for us, you know, I think that, you know, that's make or break. And if we get those guys going, swing the bats, you know, we'll be kind of scary.